Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Mbombela 32, Pretoria sizzling at 34, Tzaneen 33 degrees. We start in KwaZulu-Natal, where 8 people, including 6 school children, have been killed in an accident on the N2 in Manende this morning. A driver of a vehicle transporting school pupils collided with a truck, causing it to veer off the road and overturn. A 9th person was critically injured. The transport department's Zabezindle Sibiya says search and rescue personnel on the scene.
What saddens us is that the victims of the road accident include young people with a brighter future. We request motorists to drive carefully as we have decided to close N2 in both directions between bridges 18 and 19 on the KZN North Coast. This will enable medical rescue services to provide much needed assistance to the victims.
Closer to home, in the Gauteng Education Department has collected food samples after 70 grade 12 pupils from various schools in the West Rand area received medical treatment for suspected food poisoning. The pupils were at a school camp when they started experiencing stomach cramps and diarrhea. Here's the department spokesperson, Steve Mabona.
As soon as the results are out, they should be in a position to give us that update to say the results are out and what might have been the challenge, you know, with the food that has been consumed by these learners.
The city of Tshwane says bus service operations are expected to return to normal today. 31 of its drivers, who are affiliated to the South African Municipal Workers Union, appeared before the city's disciplinary committee yesterday, facing charges related to their participation in an unprotected strike in May this year. All 160 bus routes will be serviced again from this morning. Here's Tshwane spokesperson Selby Pokoba.
The disciplinary hearings were initially scheduled for 2 days, today and tomorrow, but they were concluded today. The 31 drivers are expected to report for duty tomorrow after being made aware of their shift bookings. All our 160 bus routes will be serviced starting from the morning shift. Tshwane wishes to apologize once again to its valued commuters for the inconvenience caused.
Moving further afield, Cameroon's government has banned the media from discussing the health of President Paul Biya, who's Africa's second longest ruling leader. This amid rumours the 91-year-old is gravely ill. Biya has not been public since early September. And music mogul Sean Combs is set to go on trial for racketeering and sex trafficking in May next year. The rapper known as Diddy will remain incarcerated after he's been indicted last month on 3 criminal charges and court counts of alleged sexual abuse against women. Combs has been denied bail on both accounts. I'm Chanel Setemene vir die hoofnuus. Die eer 8 mense insluitend 6 leerders is vanoggend dood in 'n ongeluk op die N2 naby Manende.
5:10. I want to say something, Chanel. You know, and often in media we say, yeah, you know, to newsreaders, it's a very, very difficult job what you guys are doing today. I saw it this morning with the news that's coming through. You know, at 9 o'clock already, you know how I go. I started sharing a gratitude moment just for our little ones because of that horrible accident that happened, you know. And you guys that need to read music news on people that are wat die gereg wil vryspring omdat hulle iets verkeerd doen. So dankie vir die werk wat julle doen en dat julle vir ons I can't do it. There is no way in I want to bring good news. I want to do the kindness thing. I want to eat apples. I want to hang out here and play music. So thank you for what you guys do in that newsroom where things are so hectic that you sweat.
There's definitely no I in team. It takes a village and a collective. So it is awesome to be part of such an amazing group of people who just want to bring news, good news or bad, but basically inform the listener and tell them what they need to know.
Sure. All the best, and we're thinking of you guys. 11 o'clock, your next bulletin coming with Chanel September. But for now, news and sport on jacarandafm.com. Here comes the music.
And now.